What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for episode 119 of the Gamecast. I'm one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me today is a special co-host. Shout out to Andre Thomas.
What's good, y'all? What's happening?
And now don't fret. Tess is still part of the crew. She is irreplaceable, all right? But, you know, life be life, and she can't, you know what I'm saying, record with us tonight. But she will be back soon. We just got to get some things worked out. And so no worries. Tess will be back. In the meantime, though, we spoke and we were like, you know what? We want to keep the podcast rolling. And so we're going to do some guest hosting here or there until everything is situated. And then she can jump back in full time. I say full time because we don't really get paid. We don't get paid for this, but she'll be a regular again. We have a lot of stuff planned in terms of like interviews and things of that nature. So I don't want anybody to be like, Kenny got rid of Tess. Like, no, that's not happening. It's co-host. It's not an A mic and a B mic. It's A and A. All right. So we good. All right, bet. All right. So, like I said, it is episode 119. We haven't done this in a while. So before we jump into the topics, I kind of wanted to let Dre, reintroduce himself. He's been on the podcast before, but some things have changed. You feel me? And we wanted to kind of let everybody know what he has going on right now. So, you know, Sam, toss it over to Dre.
Yo. So, again, hello. I am Dre, but for many of you who know me now, I am a Sun Black Nerd over on that Purple App Twitch. Also, been just kind of doing some content creation here and there, man. Doing some stuff over there on the YouTubes as well. Same thing, Sun Black Nerd, except at the 7210 at the end. But we just out here, you know what I mean, just kind of making stuff happen, bro. So only major difference for real, man, it's still same old ridiculous Dre. You know what I mean? From the old UFG days, ain't nothing changed. Thanks. You know what I mean? We just trying to catch up to Kenny because, you know, Kenny got all these like avenues, bro. Everybody know this man. Hey. I'm trying to be internet famous like Kenny, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I need. So, yeah, man. It's been a cool time. You know what I mean? Life gone life. But that aside, man, God is good. And I'm just kind of glad to be able to even still continue to be able to come back to this space, man. It's been a minute.
Yes. And we're glad to have you. And definitely check him out him streaming on, I want to say, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Also, maybe a special Saturday stream. You know what I'm saying? We're also going to have links for the dad hats. You know, I got this. You know what I'm saying? We dad gang up here. You feel me?
That did change. I wanted daddy the last time I was right? How could I forget about my child? Oh, man. There's that minor thing of being a father. You know what I mean? Right? I've only been doing it 10 years this year, you know?
Like, you know what I'm saying? So we want to jump right in with our first topic, and that is some light, you know what I'm saying? Something light, because 2026 just, you know, landed upon us. It's only, what, January 2nd, breaking the fourth wall. And so I want to kind of talk about some of the games we played so far. I know for me, I'm kind of like backwards in that sense, because, you know, Steam be having their winter sales, you know what I'm saying? And so I was like, you know what? Got him. And I went ahead and bought a bunch of stuff that I have no time to play. That being said, I did start RuneScape, the new RuneScape game, and that's been pretty fun. I've also started Expedition 33, and that is pretty dope. I realized that game is basically a Souls RPG. Like, I'm peeping how when you go to like one of the flags and you save your game, that all the bad guys come back.
Yep.
How it's a, you know, there's a parry system, a dodge system, and how difficult some of the, they weren't difficult for me because I'm kind of used to that sort of thing playing these type of games, but I do realize like the enemies hit really hard. Like even like the low tier enemies can like one shot you if you're not paying attention.
And as soon as you get comfortable, they're going to start pump faking you. So you're going to think they're going to attack. They're going to fake and then attack. Yeah. It's getting you comfortable right now. don't feel too safe. Once got you it. Get out of an early act, they gonna start doing fake joints, and you're like, wait, how am I supposed to know that was a fake? Like, it gets ridiculous.
A little too confident is what he's saying. I'm a little too.
Yeah,
little
I said, hold on now, wait a minute, because that's what we thought too. I was like, man, I got this, man. And I got onto some further acts, and it was like, nah, you don't, you'll know it. So you'll still need to. That's what a souls thing will still come in, where you'll get the repetition, and you'll be like, all right, I know you now. But yeah, man, it's gonna get a little tough.
That's what's up. What I've been doing to kind of like, I want to say cheese, but what I'll do is I'll do dodges until I get perfect dodges.
Smart.
And then I'll swap over to the parries because it's the same timing. So sure. That's what I'm kind of doing to kind of keep myself alive. But it's fun. I'm liking it so far. And I know everybody, I'm late. It's game of the year or last year, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, yeah, I got stuff going on, so I that's can't play everything. Though, you know what I'm saying?
People started to play the game of the year because they're like, what made a game of the year? Like, did it really deserve it? Some of us have been calling this as the first quarter of last year.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, the moment I first started playing, I was like, yeah, this game of the year. Whatever else came out this year would have won game of the year if this game didn't come out. So right. I had already been calling that first quarter of last year, man. But we're seeing more people play it. And even if they're trying to be like ironic, like, oh man, is this what really was game of the year? They enjoying it. They trying that. Like,
facts. And for me, it was just timing. It really was. And I realized since I'm not writing about games as much, I don't play as much. Like when you had a deadline, it's like, you got to get that review out. You're playing so many games back to back to back. And facts. Now that I'm not, I get to pick and choose. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait on the 50-hour, 60-hour RPG. I'm going to play this game over here. You feel me? And that's kind of how that happened. It just rolled into other games and whatnot. But I'm having a good time.
Fair enough. Remember, though, that this game isn't even that long.
A word.
It is only 50 to 60 if you go full completionist. You can finish this between like 20 to like 30, if I'm not mistaken.
That's my type of game.
It is not a very long RPG. That's one of the beauties in this game is that like if you want it to be long, it can be. If you just play the game straight, you do not like... It doesn't require 60 hours. And that was one of the biggest high points of this game. And I did put in a lot of time into it, but it was all like just me going in doing stuff to just like buff my characters. But nope, it is not a long game. So like if I'm not mistaken, it is three acts. And if you play it straight, you can go straight through it. Otherwise, you'd want to go level up on some side things. But realistically, you can go straight through that jump, man. So nope, you'll be finished with that game in no time.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. Speaking of which, a little antidote before I let you go. So my article on GameSpot went up where I talked about Avowed and how the enemies don't respawn, right? Mm-hmm. And I was saying how, for multiple reasons, I thought that was a cool thing, but then also because the leveling system doesn't require you to grind. The fact that they took out those respawning enemies means there's no grind. You just are at the right level you should be. And I thought that was amazing because I never hit a brick wall where I had to like stop playing.
Okay.
But and I was like, you know, as an adult, as a father, as a husband, I don't have a lot of time to play. And so being able to like, oh, I can do this in like 20 hours is really dope. Yeah. On the flip side, some people were upset in the comments and not like normal toxic, you know what I mean? But they were like, they thought it was whack because they didn't have a lot of time to play either. So they needed to stretch the game out as long as possible. And so they were like, it would have been cool to have more enemies and all that other stuff. And I was like, you know, I can understand why you would feel that way. I totally understand that. It's just for me, I don't have a problem with replaying games if they're really good.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of people are like, I'm one and done. I'm out of there. I'm on to the next game.
Too many games.
It's just too many. You know what I'm saying? It's too many games. And I get it. I totally get it. Go check that out. That's a shameless plug. But what have you been playing as of late?
So as of late, man, I've been going backwards myself.
Okay.
So I have been getting through the final parts of Yakuza Like a Dragon. So Kenny can stop cussing me out about it.
Yes.
So I'm in the last parts of that. But other than that, in between like playing that, Steam sale went crazy. But I just honestly bought a bunch of roguelike stuff and stuff I can play on my ROG Ally. So like today, but more of today as well, I really dug into Warriors Abyss, the Dynasty Warriors roguelite, which has been, which honestly like works really well. Only thing though, if you're playing it on a Steam Deck or something like that, y'all, keep in mind that there are hundreds of characters on the screen at once. It's yes. probably going to start to slow down. All
right? Yes.
So run that John on low and then let it do its thing. We've been playing Godbreakers as of late, another roguelike, man, which has been really fun, man. Shout out to those sales. Shinobi Art of Vengeance. Can't really get enough of that. Haven't right. started playing. What was the other game I bought? The Ninja Gaiden.
Ragebound.
Ragebound. Haven't started that yet. But honestly, my narcotic, in which I just cannot get enough of Marvel Rivals, man.
Yeah, I knew it.
else on earth I'd rather play. Yeah, for real. Like, I have to play other stuff in between Rivals, but man, I'm such a fan of hero shooters, and then you just threw my favorite, like some of my favorite IPs in the history of ever. Like, right. you know what I mean? Like, because I know we're gonna get to this later about like superhero fatigue. It don't exist over here. Okay. Right. Like, it don't exist for me. Okay. Right, I've been doing this since the 90s, bro. I don't get tired of this shit. All right. Like, this is y'all stuff to be tired of. Don't apply to me. I will literally play this junk all the time. If you make a superhero MOBA right now, guess what I'm gonna start doing?
Yes.
Like, you just facts. Sometimes you just it's the IP for me, man. I will willingly try different stuff. But man, Rivals has really had a good hold on me, man. That last patch just was outstanding. Been trying to get better with essentially every role. But it has been really cool watching all the stuff change. We got Lady Loki skin yesterday, so I've been cosplaying a baddie. So that's been cool, you know what I mean? but I've been really, really enjoying Rivals, man. That's just been my real, like, crack cocaine for real. But I tried to get back into Arc Raiders recently. Mm. It's a little crazy out there. I said, let me get back out of here. This is it for me right now. So I'll stay where I belong, man. But I'm really waiting. We got a good year as we are in 26 now. A good year of fighting games. Coming out, man, with 2SKO releasing on console in the next couple weeks. We'll be seeing a lot more of us playing that. We have the Avatar game coming out, I think, in the last quarter of the year, as well as having Tokon in that yes. other part of the year as well. We are like, and then so many like indie games. Oh, by the way, Daima Goku shows up in Dragon Ball FighterZ at the end of this month. And so
Which is crazy.
So we are getting a rebirth of Dragon Ball FighterZ again, which is getting more people back into that. So I'll clearly be there because I gotta play Daima Goku. I'm hoping they put Daima Vegeta in there as well.
I'm gonna have to pass. That's one game I could not get it. I just could not get better at.
I was so cold, bro. So I can't, like, I gotta go back. I'm trying to go back. I don't know any other fight game I probably put as much time into as that one, bro. But I think I did also, I saw you and my sister in law over there playing that Dragon Ball Sparking. So yep, I reinstalled it again, turned that joint on, got beat up. It was like, I'm gonna wait for Kenny to get on. I'm like, I'll play this right. I clearly been away too long. Like, it's real life to them over there, bro. And I got on there and didn't realize. And I said, damn, ain't no casuals around here, man.
Right? Damn.
So I'm like, let me wait for my friends to get online because I'm not gonna be able to do this right now.
We've been locked in.
Yeah, bro. So that's been kind of it though. But I am looking forward to. I think that's my favorite part about the Steam sale in this time of the year. Is getting those games that like you've been kind of waiting all year on. And I know people make fun of PC gamers all the time because we do this all the time. We're like, oh, it look good, but if I just wait a couple months, like I know it's gonna drop.
Yeah.
A few percentage. Like I'm still over here. Like I want to get that Spider-Man 2 on PC because I really want to play it at the high frame rate. Especially after they debunked the whole like the weird frame rate video online, showing that the guy was like, no, that was on my terrible hard drive. Like, don't let people do that. So now knowing that, even then, I looked at it and it's like maybe $40-something, and even I looked at it was like not cheap enough. So I'm just going, I'm gonna move on. I'll holler at you next sale. Like,
right.
By then, the game will be old as hell. We'll be playing Wolverine by then, but like even then, I'm gonna wait, man. So it's PlayStation. On Steam, it's not as bad as Nintendo, where we know for a fact we're never going to get a sale.
Yeah, facts.
Because I wanted to get Pokken, as we talked about going back to play old games. I wanted to get Pokken for my Switch, because I was like, you know what? It will be cool to go back to that. $60. Like,
yep.
That game released almost 10 years ago, on the original Switch, and they still are like same price. Like,
yeah,
really
I was
wild.
looking at what is it, ARMS?
Yeah,
for the kids, because we missed it the first time.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, you know, Switch 2. You know what I'm saying? We have more Joy Cons and everything. Like, that'd be cool. And yeah, same price. And it's like, why though? Like,
crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Like, that didn't even get a sequel. Like, why are we?
I want to get Splatoon, but I'm like, damn, I ain't gonna play it enough for full price, baby. Like, I need some sort of sale, man. This is why I was like, you know what? I will get all of these games on my PC, and then I'll just put it on my Ally, because then that'll just have to be my Switch for now, bro. Because if I'm playing a game that's like, if I look at that same game as on Switch for like $30 more, I'm clearly gonna get on that and just be like, man, y'all just holler at me over here, man. Just
yeah.
Plus, not to mention not sacrificing the frames, because there's so many games that are still running at 30 frames per second on the Switch 2, and it doesn't make sense. Like,
yeah,
really doesn't, man. That you can't charge about $500 for a console, y'all, and still expect to run 30. Can't do it.
Well, Nintendo's is notorious for not necessarily keeping up with the Joneses in terms of graphics and stuff like that.
Totally agree.
It's
but they also typically don't cost the same price.
That is facts. That is facts.
I usually am not buying it at PlayStation, Xbox prices. At that point, I'm absolutely willing to give up something. But now, everything even, I don't worry no more.
We're not even going to talk about why prices are you know, jumping up and whatnot.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody gonna be gaming. We could be outside again soon, baby. We're gonna be really outside playing with balls and sticks.
Right.
Like, it's gonna be really out there playing baseball and shit. It's crazy.
The gamer future is doomed. Speaking of doomed, though, so we peeped the Avengers Doomsday teasers. I'm pretty sure if you're online, you've seen them, whether it was the leaked version or the actual, you know, Marvel put out teasers. And it has caused kind of a stir online, which is typical if you're on Twitter, right? Or X. But for me, it's been a little bit of it's been a little odd to me. Like, I like the teasers and I like what they're doing, but it also feels like a finite thing. Like, for instance, when they showed, Thor, and they're showing him with his daughter and everything, it doesn't feel like, it feels like the threat is real. But it also feels like this might be his last adventure. And so that's what's got me locked. What's got me locked is like, oh, this might be the end of some of these people.
This is it. Yeah.
Based on how they're showing it and whatnot. But I know a lot of people were upset because they saw, you know, the original Captain America, and they're like, you know, what about Sam? And I was like, hold on.
Yeah,
multiverse. Like, multiverse. And I'm pretty sure some type of time travel. Like, I considering that the Fantastic Four are also going to be in this, I'm not shaken by that. I'm not like, they're replacing Sam. You know, Disney and Marvel are like, you know, it didn't work out, so we're going to replace him. I don't really think it's that. I think he was good. He was meant to come back, just like they have the X-Men joining. You know, they have Shang-Chi is going to be in it. Like, they have a lot of characters that we just haven't seen in a long time going to be in the film. So I don't think it's a replacement thing. I just think that, like, oh, this is a really huge film that's going to have all these actors, right? And the fact that it's finite is interesting in a sense, because they all can't share screen time. That's way too many people. You know what I'm saying? So somebody going to die.
Expecting these trailers be like, these people piss me off.
Right, like, it's interesting. But what were your thoughts when you saw, like, some of the teasers?
All right, so first off, to counter that, have y'all learned nothing from the first Avengers Endgame and trailers, bruh? Like, they played us. They had Hulk running around in that trailer,
yes,
and Hulk never was in it. Like,
right?
We had him in the first few minutes of the first part, and then he was out the whole time. Like, they totally played us with them trailers, y'all. We gotta relax ourselves. Just
yes.
Calm down.
Yes.
Not make assumptions. Plus, why would Sam be showing up right now? We already know what Sam just recently had to deal with in his movie. So he wouldn't be in the past with Cap, because Cap clearly went back to the past and we saw him with his baby.
Right.
And so that meant if we go back to current day, that baby should be grown.
Right.
We don't know who that little baby is, but we just know that baby is there somewhere. Like, I'm sure that's going to come up. T'Challa done went and had a little T'Challa somewhere else too. So we know that. It's like this, the one thing I've noticed so far, and you know, cool, whatever. It is clearly around, like, I got stuff to lose. Like,
right.
I'm a dad, and I got something to lose. Protect me. Like,
right.
While, ironically, we going up against the Doom, who looks like Iron Man,
right,
who literally told y'all in Doomsday, in the last game, I got too much to lose. Right. I probably shouldn't be here. And now everybody else is like, oh man, like, hopefully I get hold of my kids. Like, y'all, no, don't do that. Because Tony gone. And now y'all got to face, and we can already feel it. So now y'all have to face the guilt that y'all can go home to y'all kid. But now y'all got to face this Tony who isn't really Tony.
Right.
But looks exactly like Tony, but you're torn. And so now you got to watch Tony die again.
Potentially,
like, you know, like, he shouldn't be able to, because Doom being Doom, it shouldn't be that easy.
Right.
But it, I mean, as I watched it, and I think me and my wife was talking about it recently, man, it's the concept of it seems cool. The X-Men one, if that is real, that's dope. But man, it just reminded us, man, how, like, Jonathan Majors really effed up the entire MCU, brother. Like, we should not be here at all. Like, why are we even talking about Doom? We shouldn't be. We should literally be talking about a whole different villain. But no, right. He somehow fought Ant-Man and then decided to go fight people in real life and ruined it. Y'all ever talking about something, man, like, the MCU was kind of disconnected? Yeah, a dude decided he was going to be crazy. Like,
right.
And now the entire MCU had to just kind of be rewritten, even though, weirdly enough, here's another one of these moments, y'all, where we could just recast people. Like, just, I understand the principle on stuff, y'all, but sometimes we could just recast people when we have these huge ideas in mind, and then one person trick it up. You're like, all right, well, throw the whole thing away, get Robert Downey Jr., let him be Doom. It's like, damn, bro. Like, what I'm hoping for, as we see this, and I'm preparing for it, is that Robert Downey is one of many Dooms, and that his Doom isn't, like, the real one we should be worried about. Like, I'm kind of hoping that, because even in a multiversal saga, there is a Doom out there that is, like, out-dooming the other Dooms. There is always one. And if we, spoiler alert, because if you haven't seen the Fantastic Four at this point, it's already on Disney Plus, and it was in the theater or whatever. And I saw it last summer. So we are now into this first part of the year, right? So when we go through that end credit scene, and then we get that moment with what's his name? The young boy. I don't know how I lost his name.
Richard? Not Richard.
No.
It's Franklin.
Franklin. Yeah, Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin.
Sorry. But yeah, so we get Franklin, and he's clearly there with the green hooded man who we can assume is Doom, right? We see him there. Is this Doom from their universe, or is, like, this, because this Doom clearly is going to have his mask off at some point, because there's going to be a reveal moment where it's like, oh my God, he looks like Tony. And, like, there's going to be some moment of that. So he clearly can't have the face that we are expecting him to have as a Doom person.
He might, because if you think about it, if he's coming from, because I'm looking at that end credit scene and the Thunderbolts end credit scene, right? And I feel like before I saw the films, I saw Thunderbolts, and then we saw Fantastic Four. I thought the Fantastic Four coming into the 616 universe was them leaving because Galactus destroyed theirs, or destroyed their Earth, right?
I thought that too.
But the fact that they beat Galactus, spoiler alert, I think it's Doom. Right. Right. I think it's Doom, though. I think it's Doom that actually destroys everything, and they flee. And I think this Doom is coming from another reality, because as soon as, like, when Sue saw him, she wasn't like, oh, Doom. She was like, oh, who is this person with my, at least from what I, when I'm gathering,
this person with my baby.
Like, who is this person? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it wasn't like a Doom, you know, their reality. I think it's like, this person is from a different reality, and it's like, whatever his agenda is, he stumbles into this one and causes havoc. And then they flee to, like, warn other people, and Doom follows. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm curious, like, and like you were saying, you know, going back to Jonathan Majors, I feel like they didn't have to make, I get why they did it, because they had him in the Loki show, they had him in the film, and so they had all the Kangs looking like him, but the Kangs don't necessarily have to look alike, being from multiversal.
Right.
And they've, unfortunately, they did that with the MCU with a lot of the characters, where they go to a different version and it's like, you look exactly like him. But when we look at, let's say, Deadpool and Wolverine, we saw Cap wasn't Cap. He was, Johnny Human Storm.
Torch.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's possible for you to cast someone else and it still work.
Yeah.
And you've already did it with, with War Machine. You know what I'm saying?
We did it with Rhodey, bro. And that was great. Like, oh my God. And it was so, like, on the nose. We walked to the courtroom. He looked up. He was like, Rhodey?
Right?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
that's
like,
you.
Like, we all at the same time were, oh, okay. And then we just went on. Like, that one scene happened. And that's it. Like, we just move on, bro.
That was like stuff like that. Was it the Fresh Prince with Aunt Viv change?
Aunt Viv, yeah,
and they're like, huh, okay. And then just kept it moving.
Yep, you just move on, bro. Like, that's exactly what you need. Like, and we unfortunately didn't get that here. But I still have hope, obviously, for all of this. I don't know. What bothers me, though, as we're leading into this, it feels like there's been such a, like, this, because of the gaps in between stuff.
Right.
When our first 10 years with the MCU, the gaps weren't as big. And so it was a lot easier to remember things. So, like,
true.
Shang-Chi came out years ago, right? You would need to go back to peep Shang-Chi. But then also, it was a little bit easier to keep stuff together. They had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at first, and it was like, all right, we kind of count it. And then it was like, never mind. Just like, they'll be affected by the MCU, but it ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
Then as we have that, though, pretty much everything was kind of like unified. At this point, like, we got, like, the Eternals thing happened, and we didn't get anything about that until the last Captain America movie. And it's crazy because it's been this thing just sitting in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
This big Eternal, like, this big monster god sitting there. And, like, everybody just been living, and no one even mentioned it, but maybe, like, twice. That's like, bro, that's a big deal, right?
Right.
And so that finally got mentioned. Shang-Chi happened. A whole dragon showed up, y'all. Like, and this dude just, like, a man walked through a portal, was just like, hey, we gonna need to holler at y'all. You're like, all right, cool. And then nothing again.
Right.
And then, like, by the way, now you gotta also keep up with shows on the show app. And, like, It's just so difficult for people who... So there's going to be folks who didn't watch the Captain America Winter Soldier show, who when they came into the Captain America jungle was just like, all right, like, I see he got the suit, but, like, what led to this?
Right.
Thunderbolts, I thought, was great, but again, a movie that just felt like it was by itself. And then it had a cutscene, end credit scene, but it just didn't feel like... it just doesn't feel like most of this stuff is actually joined together. So, like, post that Ant-Man stuff, I thought we were going to get more, obviously, with, like, that realm. The Loki stuff happened, and then, like, Loki ended. And I was like, wait, like, I thought we were going to get more of the Time Bureau stuff, and we're not. So that's just gone now. It's just, I have no real idea. Like, are we just going to get this, like, hey, here's an Avengers movie. You'll enjoy the cameos. And that's what it kind of feels like we're kind of going into. I'm obviously still going to be there seated first weekend, all that yada yada. But, like, I would have liked for it to be a little, I don't know, like, I guess I need something to kind of bridge this stuff together.
It's a difficult thing, right? Because on one hand, if you say you have to watch the shows and you don't have access or, you know, for whatever the case, you just miss stuff, right? Like, my wife has, like, missed a couple shows, not on purpose, but it was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing, because she's not on the internet like we are, you know what I'm saying? Right. Where it's like every announcement I know of type stuff. And so it's like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Let me go check that out. And that's cool. But then on the flip side, it's like, for the people who don't have that, who don't have Disney Plus, you want to still keep them in the loop somehow. So you want to, you know, untangle some of it, so it's not, you know, they don't feel like they're missing a whole lot. I think for that, it comes down to how well the movies are, because I think they needed to go back, and they've been trying to do this a little bit, but people are I think there's a split between people who are expecting like in-game level of everything past in-game and people who are like, you know what, it needs to reboot in a sense. For me, I'm on the other end where I'm like, it needs to reboot in a sense that we have to introduce these new characters, which means we have to write out these older ones, and we have to slow things down and just have these movies breathe on their own for a little while. Because you remember, like, in the beginning of the MCU, it was a solo movie and then a cameo after the credits. Then right. Solo movie, cameo. And I was like, I think you need to do that so then the films just feel good to watch again. You're not like, crap, I'm in between two films plus a show. What exactly? Who is this person again? What is happening? And it, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't, because this isn't just for the comic book heads. This is for the general population. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I think Marvel kind of painted themselves into a corner. And I think they're slowly digging their way out. But yeah. With that being said, that brings us to our next topic, which is superhero fatigue. And like you were saying, I kind of don't have that, because as long as you give me a good film, as long as you give me the heroes that I haven't gotten to see yet, I've been reading comics forever. I've been playing superhero-based video games forever. I really don't get fatigued. What I am fatigued of is bad films. Like, I started watching, it was on Netflix, Madame Web, and I didn't finish it.
Oh, my God.
Like, I could not finish it.
That's just an absolutely bad film from the sake of just film. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's just a bad movie, bro. And then, oh my, go ahead though. Jesus, yeah. That movie made me so mad. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, y'all. The spider women that you see, it's only in dreams. Never really happens. Yeah, I saved you some time. It is so, go ahead.
Yeah. I just couldn't finish it, bro. And I was like, how are you worse than Morbin? Like, how are you? Like, it's,
and that's tough,
right? It's worse than Morbin time. Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Tough. And it was just like, and so that's what, and that fatigue comes with anything, any show that has a lot of sequels, film that has a lot of sequels, any franchises, you know, as much as I love dinosaurs, Jurassic Park has gotten to the point where it is unbelievable. How do you make dinosaurs boring? I don't understand. I'm a huge dinosaur fan. I've gone to museums. I got dinosaur books. You know what I'm saying? My son has dinosaur clothes. I'm a big dinosaurs fan. And although I did enjoy the last film, I'm just like, a lot of this is redoing the same thing over and over and over ad nauseum, right? And so I get the idea of a fatigue, but not the same way for in what people are saying. I feel like people are saying they're fatigued because they want a different type of film. They don't necessarily want superheroes. They want whatever the next wave is, whether it's video game, you know, films or whatever the case may be. That's what they want. And I just think, like, if we got some really good films, shout out to Superman, Fantastic Four, Thunderbolts, then people will kind of come back. But right now, all of them are struggling because, you know, DC was kind of rough with their, you know, later films. And then MCU just has a lot of bloat. And so It's gonna be a little while before people get back on board, and hopefully Doomsday is the catalyst that does that. Shout out also to the Wonder Man show, because that looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah, oh, I watch anything that brother act in, man, to be honest. Like,
as an aside, real quick, before I get your thoughts on the superhero fatigue, we gotta stop. I don't want to get on the rant like I normally do, but we gotta stop with this. They don't promote our stuff. I am very big on, like, just black people stuff. Like, I want all the black stuff to win. So I was day one watching Riri, aka Ironheart, right? I'm going to be day one watching Wonder Man. I'm going to watch these things. I retweet everything I see, right? And I understand the idea that they don't push our stuff like they do other people's, you know, content. Totally understand that. However, just because it's not on your feed does not mean it's not being promoted.
And I wanted to say that too, man, because it is showing up plenty for me.
Exactly. And I think some of the problem is, which is hilarious, is that some of y'all have YouTube Prime or Premium. Hear me out.
Your ads are gone.
You got no ads. You have no ads, bro. So I went and saw, I was doing, so like I have like two YouTube accounts because I do, you know, the Gamecast, this, you know what I'm saying? And then I have like a personal account that I go and like to go and look at, like, let's see what's trending. Let's see what's, you know, whatever. So it's separate. Right. But my personal account also has my premium. So I have no ads. When I switch over to the Gamecast version or the Gamecast one, I get regular ads. So when I'm looking at something, it's like, oh, Wonder Man. And it's like, you guys aren't getting it because you're not getting any ads. And so you think about it. If you have ad blocker, you're not getting ads on websites anymore. If you have like, because of the people that I'm hearing say this, I'm like, where are you getting your information? And the only thing you can say is it's not showing up on Twitter, but it is also. Who are you following? Because like I follow Disney, I follow Marvel, I follow whatever, and I'm seeing constant ads. Matter of fact, they took out ads. They had there was a mock interview with some of the actors acting or like interviewing as their characters in the from the film from the show.
And it was good too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They had red carpet events. They've had they put up like flyers and everything about these people. You know, billboards and all this other stuff. There's things that are happening outside of your little bubble or whatever. I'm down. I'm with you. Pitchforks, you know, the torches when they do something against us. Totally. But I just want y'all to stop being mad about stuff that you don't have to be mad about. Just take a second. Take a second and be like, hey, where's this? Because every time someone says it, someone has receipts of advertisement that they and they'll go, well, I didn't see that. Well, I'm like, well, there's the problem. There's the problem.
That's algorithms doing what they do.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just it is what it is. But anyway, superhero fatigue. How do you feel about that?
I don't get superhero fatigue. My entire damn near everything that just fictionally that I do is superhero stuff, man. I still read comic books to this day. The Absolute series on DC is killing right now.
I need to get that.
I'm still reading Marvel books as they come out weekly. So for me, like, because there's like endless stories for them to use, I'm not gonna get tired of this. Being able to see some of this stuff happening like on real time, like amazing. Like the first time that Iron Man movie came out, I couldn't express how like cool it was. And I'm not an Iron Man fan at all. But I remember just seeing it and being like, yo, like, I can't believe I just saw like Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, dog. Like that was really crazy. And then like he seriously acted as the character. That's what made the MCU so cool. Which is where DC is starting to understand that like you can joke with your stuff while still being serious about it and not being ashamed of the history and all of that. And I think if you're not like really into this stuff and you just say, all right, like I'm just kind of tired of seeing it, then for me, I've always just been like, there's so many other types of movies, then just go see those.
Facts.
There are far less superhero movies than there used to be. So like the whole like superhero fatigue thing, it's just people being weird. These movies come out once every like, I mean, they used to come out a couple of them every year. We're getting maybe like one or two of them and they're really far spread out. This year we got more of them. But the past few years we haven't really been getting them that much. It's just that like we missed the first 10 years in MCU. And so we've gotten all this heat and we like, man, like there's just nothing they could do to go back to that. And honestly, it's going to be really difficult to top anything. That was a whole like cultural phenomenon that we're not going to be able to duplicate. These kids don't give a damn about this stuff the way we do. Like, they just don't. Like, my son goes back and watches the old stuff. But, like, when the new movies come out, he's not like, oh, daddy, we need to go. Like, it don't hit the same. Like, that was our era. We are now the parents, the only folks that are really excited about going to see that stuff. Them kids don't read comic books like we did either. They don't really read books in general like that. Like, it's just a difference. For them, these characters are just TV show characters. These are movie characters. These are not book characters to them. For them, Harry Potter is a movie character for them. He's not a book character for them. There's going to be so many of these things that like just don't resonate the same with them. So like they can get tired of that. For those of us who have like grew up with these books and like never imagined being able to see it in real time, like it's not gonna hit us the same. So like, nah, that fatigue ain't gonna hit me. I try to be understanding of people who say it, but there are so many different types of movies out right now. Like you could legit go out here and see Marty Supreme right now and go see something that is like totally different from something else you would possibly see. And y'all still gonna complain if a superhero movie's out at the same time. Like you could legitimately like the weird part about this is that like movie going isn't an or experience. It is up to you to go see all of these movies. Like, because a time will come, the Oscars will come, and you'll be like, man, I ain't never heard of that. But it was in theaters. Like, you just didn't go see it. Like, you have your visions of what you like to go see in the movies. And so you just keep going to see those, right? I totally get it. Like, in the 90s, all I saw was black comedies. That was it. Like, was Jamie Foxx in it? Was Vivica Fox in it? then I'm going to go see it. Like, is that Morris Chestnut? Guess who's going to be in the theater? Like, it's just, it was just a different time. You know what I mean? And so I just kept seeing those. And so that was just the thing I was going to be into. Superhero movies weren't really good back then. So like, you didn't really get excited for that. But there's just endless stories to be told. We have yet to get the X-Men in the MCU for real. And so now we get like this full budget opportunity for Marvel to get their hands back on like their premier group of characters for real. Because the Avengers is cool, but they probably would have really have liked to start this thing with the X-Men.
Exactly.
Like, because there's so much more relatability to them. And they feel more real. And so you would have been able to easily much more relate to them than the rich dude that you had, the billionaire you got started with. Right. And now that they actually get them back, I'm just genuinely excited to see the budget go behind like my favorite group of people. And so I think with the possibility of them continuing to move on, like I'm not fatigued. There's just so much more for us to be told, especially not even just on the Marvel side, that DC stuff, man, like, please, like, Lanterns coming, man. Like, I love Lantern, the Green Lantern universe as a whole. Like, give me more of that. Like, continue to put that in my veins, man. Oh, excuse me. We have like the Supergirl, the Superwoman, no, Supergirl, excuse me. It was Girl of Tomorrow, but it's not that anymore, right?
I think they changed it.
Yeah, now, like, because the next Superman is Man of Tomorrow. And so, but as someone who was like read this book recently, it owns the book. My wife is reading it now. Like, I am very, very, very excited to be able to like see this in real time, because y'all have no idea like how different Kara is from her cousin, bro. Like, and you're going to, like, y'all saw the trailer, was like, oh, look, drunk white girl. Like, nah, bro, you don't understand. Like, she literally leaves Earth to go get drunk because she can't get drunk on Earth.
Right.
And then also remember that, like, she won't know baby when that shit blew up, y'all. She actually remembers the people who was on the planet. She deal with a different type of PTSD. And so when y'all see a man get drunk like that and he's been through stuff, we totally get it. As soon as a woman do it, y'all like, oh, look at him pandering. Like, oh, look, the funny little woman again. Like, that's, there's so much depth to that story, dog. Like, there's going to be like times of like racism and prejudice in that story. Like, unfortunately, animal cruelty, as well as just so many different things of just like pirates and just full like hate crimes. It's just, it's an incredible story. And there's so much more in the DC outside of Batman for y'all to see.
Yeah.
And so I am genuinely excited about the future of that. I still haven't watched Peacemaker season 2 yet, but I've heard really good things. Really good things. The Boys should be ending relatively soon. Like, looking forward to the end of that. There's so many different Invincible still like killing. I'm excited as hell for the Invincible game. Like, there's so much happening in that space. And I mean, even if you don't really count it with superheroes, but just, you know, like the Avatar stuff coming, like, we have a tremendous amount of different universes where we like have these superpowers and these abilities, man, that like, if you are open, there's a lot. If you are a casual, then I could get it, man, because like, you tired of seeing these Batman movies all the time and you just like, man, another Superman. Like, I know, but Blue Beetle was fun, y'all. Like, you could have enjoyed Blue Beetle, right? That still is a fun film that may not be like as big as like some of the others, but like, Blue Beetle was good, man. Like, I ain't saying it was, you know, like the Into the Spider-Verse or nothing, but it was good. So I don't know. The fatigue isn't going to hit for me, at least not as of yet. Plus, I don't go to the movies as often as I used to. So the time that I go to the movie, it's going to be superheroed out every time, good or bad. Like, you know what I mean? That Street Fighter movie, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be cheeks. I'm still gonna be there.
Yeah,
you know,
still got us. Yeah, that's a whole nother episode for us to crack into.
I'm
that.
Going, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I like how you mentioned, you know, DC, and you were talking about, you know, you and your wife are reading or have read the book or reading the book for the Supergirl film that's coming up. For me, I'm actually excited for the opposite reason. I don't know. Like, I used to read a lot of DC and Marvel, and it got to a point where I had to choose. Like, I couldn't afford all the books. So like, I would still buy like the Superman, the, you know, the, I would still get Batman. Like I have, I bought my wife, Batman, the Hush or whatever, the Hush volume and whatnot.
That was awesome.
You know what I'm saying? And then, so I would still get some, but I couldn't afford, you know, as much as I wanted to, you know, years ago. And so I was like, well, Marvel was like the first comic book, you know, universe that I actually saw growing up. Like my dad introduced me to Iron Man, which is why I'm a big fan of Iron Man and Spider-Man. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to lean more on Marvel and, you know, dabble here and there. And what's dope about this new DC universe that's coming up is that I don't know a lot. Like I know Superman, I know Supergirl, I know the Lanterns, but like when, you know, hearing James Gunn talk about some of the other characters that he's bringing to light, I'm like, oh, I don't really, like, I heard of them before. I've seen them in like ensemble groups, like, you know, like the JLA, you'll see like Red Tornado or something like that. But actually having, I'm not saying he's making a Red Tornado film. I'm just saying like having something that's based on him or somebody like him is like, oh, this would be really dope because I don't know anything. And coming into this with a fresh mind and like open mind or whatever is like really, really exciting because I'm just waiting to see some cool stuff. That's it. I don't have any type of, I think with Marvel, and granted, I've gotten over this where like you have expectations of like, this needs to be this, this needs to be this, or it's not good. I'm past that. I'm just like, just make a good film. I'm good. It doesn't matter. It's just like comic books. Comic books have, there are like 19 versions of Peter Parker. You feel me? It just make a good story.
Many Peter Parker.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm not worried about the MCU getting it right because it could just be an offshoot of a book, just like the books are, you know, like right. A what if or whatever. So I'm not, that doesn't hold, but at the same time, subconsciously, I still have some like requirements. Like I need Doom to be a certain way. And so, with the DC side, I don't have any of that. When Man-Thing comes out, that's going to be amazing to me because I have no preconceived notions about this character. I'm just waiting for like really cool stuff to happen. You feel me? So yeah, the fatigue isn't, I don't really have it either. You know, I'm looking forward to, I just want good films. At the end of the day, whatever you're trying to create, just make it of quality. And that can be, and that there's no bar to that in the sense of if you're making a comedy is not going to be the same as a horror film. It's not going to be the same as an action film. You feel me? I'm not going to, those things aren't necessarily interchangeable. I just want it to be good in whatever realm, you know. That being said, this brings us to our last topic. With the reason why I brought this up is actually theater versus streaming is because Netflix is supposedly buying Warner Brothers. And I saw something today on Deadline where the CEO of Netflix was talking about how he doesn't want to do. So currently, usually when a film goes to theater, it's in there for a certain amount of months before it's released on DVD, you know, back in the day, VHS and all that good stuff. And that time has shortened a little bit because of COVID.
Exponentially, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. A little bit because of COVID. Right now, they're in a lock of like 45 days. That's like before it goes to, you know, digital, you know, streaming and whatnot. It's 45 days. But the Netflix boss, Ted, I'm not going to say his last name because I don't want to ruin it. He's saying that he wants, he likes the idea of a 17-day, you know, window in theater. Like that's what he's saying, like 17 days and then go straight to streaming. And so I see people like, a lot of people were upset about this idea, rightly so, because I think the theater is a good place. Like we shouldn't get rid of that because of streaming. But there are some people who are like, yeah, because I don't really go to the theater anymore. I like being able to watch it at home. Here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be beneficial. And maybe Netflix knows something I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be beneficial for Netflix to do this, not just for Netflix, but also for the consumer, because they're not going to be able to recoup the amount of money that goes into these films. Right. Honestly, and there's evidence of this because HBO, Disney Plus, Hulu, freaking Paramount Plus, all these different, you know, streamers, they're all, for the most part, at least the last time we checked, are in the red. Yep. Netflix was the only one in the black, which is why they can actually make a purchase like this. And they only recently got into the black for real, since COVID. And so, because the way that streamers work is they pay a lot of money up front and they hope to recoup that money through streaming over time. It's not something that comes back really, really quick. With theater, when you're pumping millions of dollars into a film, you kind of need, I mean, the idea of like a film having to get back double its money just to break even is a big deal, right? So you have, you look at the budgets for some of these films, they're in the hundreds of millions, or not hundreds of millions, but they're like in the, you know, actually some of them are in the hundreds of millions. Yeah. And you only have a 17 day window to get a lot of that money back before going to streaming. Mind you, I know that Netflix cut down on stream sharing, password sharing and all that good stuff. But do you know how many people would have to freaking subscribe and stay subscribed for that to be like profitable? You know what I'm saying? That's a wild number. And on top of that, it's like, if that doesn't happen, what's going to happen is they're going to be like, we have less movies. So less DCU movies, less whatever movies. We have no animation because we saw Discovery just destroy a lot of like projects over there. And mm-hmm. then even if we do have movies, the budget might be lower. We right. won't get certain actors. We won't get certain blah, 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 because they have to recoup this money. I don't think this is a good thing for consumers either. Like I don't think you're going to get quality, the quality that you want. The you know, that some of Netflix films have gone to theater and done pretty decent. But for the most part, those budgets were a lot smaller. They're not, they're not superhero budgets. You feel me? I think the most expensive thing they spent money on was Stranger Things, and they had that go to theaters, for the season finale or whatever. But that's over years of fandom. And they've also released DVDs, which is something Netflix doesn't do unless they have a third-party publisher type situation. So, again, a lot of information at you, but for the most part, I'm saying a lot of money, they're not going to be able to recoup. Like, talk about what's going to happen is they're going to put some stuff out, and it's not going to do well. And so they're going to be like, you know what? Screw theater altogether. And that's all a WB, not going to theater. Or you're going to get less and less. We all know what happened with... was it Batwoman or Batgirl? How that got shelved for tax reasons.
And that was fully shot, apparently. Like, they shot the film.
It was, for the most part, done. And they shelved
it. Wasted their own lives, man. Wasted, I mean, they got paid for it, I guess, you know, but still, it's like, damn.
You know what I'm saying? It got shelved. So I see this happening again with Netflix. And we're not even talking about the gaming side of things, just with film. I'm not a fan. Like, I like having streaming being an option, but I like it in terms of where it doesn't necessarily negate what's happening in theaters. That's where I like it's a happy medium. I don't want one to take over the other for the most part.
Yeah, COVID has really tricked our world up, man. Because what it should be is that there should be a, and I think this is what they're trying to do, but this is what the world has become as a whole. So the theater will now be our premium movie experience. So, yeah, do you want to see the movie the way it's intentionally supposed to be seen? Yeah. Go into a theater, man. The movie, the screen will be bigger. The sound will be magnificent. And most people do not invest in Dolby Digital sound and all of that stuff to get the experience that these filmmakers are making. That's why when Sinners came out, man, the director was like, look, man, I need y'all to go to these theaters. Like, it right. is important. I shot this on regular film. And if you really want to see it the way I intended it to be seen, you want to see it in a theater, right? And so many of us do not have theaters in our home. So we're not going to be able to get that experience. So even with the Netflix 4K experience, I'm still at the mercy of their servers, man. Like, it's right. not... in order for me to still get like the absolute premium experience, I gotta buy a Blu-ray disc. And so it's, I see the intent. It's just not doing what they wanted to be. Because if you tell me that I only have to wait 17 days, a lot of people who are just going to be like, you know what? I'll wait. Like, dog, that's a little over 2 weeks. Like,
yeah,
come on, man. Like, a little over 2 weeks into the movie. Like, I remember talking to my wife yesterday. I'm going, yo, you know Wicked's available for purchase? And she's like, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, what you mean that makes sense? It was right. just in the theater. Like, y'all were just stoked about this movie coming out. I remember y'all just leaving a couple weekends ago to go see this movie on this release. It's already available. You imagine if VHS tapes came out that quick, bro? Like, we would never, bananas. Like, movie sales wouldn't. That's why they're complaining about, like, ticket sales and stuff. But there's no real, when you are pushing your movies to come out that quick on a streaming service, you're not incentivizing people to go to the theater, especially in a time where so many of us are having to choose on certain things financially already.
Right.
We're going to pick the cheaper option. And right. so if now, mind you, y'all going to hit us with these increases in prices and yada, yada. But if I'm already paying that, I can't afford to go to the theater. So that movie that you're hoping to do well on isn't going to do it, because I'm just going to wait for it to come to the streaming service and we'll get our stream from that. Like, but that's the, and I'm not going to go back and watch it again. I'm going to watch it that one time and then just go ahead and move on from it. Like, there, I just think that doing this now in a time where, like I said, people are already having to choose, it's just not good for the movie going experience, man. I got all the speakers and OLEDs and all of that stuff, and I still want to go to the theater to see my movies, man. Like, seeing Fantastic Four in the theater we saw it in when we were on vacation, I remember being in that theater and going, yo, like, this ruined my theater going experience because this was so amazing that, like, I can't go home and watch it. I've tried to watch Fantastic Four at home, but it ain't showing up on the walls in my house. Like, I saw that in the theater. Like, it was completely surrounding me. And, like, the sound and all of that. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm not getting that duplicate experience. It's not the same. Like,
right.
seeing Galactus walk literally past me, like, as opposed to just seeing it on the screen, it's just not the same, man. Like, so, I don't know. I think I get why it would be beneficial for someone who maybe can't afford it. If you got a bunch of kids and stuff and it's hard for you to go to the movie theater, this is fantastic, man. But if you are still one of those people but enjoyed going to the theater, it's already hard as hell for you to go anyway because it's so expensive to do. You have no real reason to go now.
That also, to piggyback off what you're saying about them in terms of being able to afford it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're also the idea of the price going up because they're spending, like, I think a couple billion to buy this. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty sure there's going to be another price. I mean, they don't buy anything and the price goes up, right? So I'm pretty sure eventually you're going to price people out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to price people who, like, I can't afford to go to the movies and I can't afford to subscribe because you keep raising the price on me. You feel me?
It's what the cable companies is hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's terrible.
Hey, they charge you a lot for cable, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
welcome back.
Yeah, it's rough, you know. And like I said, the price of everything, the economy is crazy. So, I want people to be able to see, you know, films how they want to see them, whatever that is, and be able to afford, because the theater used to be affordable. You know, I want it to be affordable, and yeah, I want the creatives to actually get paid what they should get paid, because a lot of bonuses. That was one of the things with I forgot the woman's name who played Black Widow. What's her name?
Scarlett.
Yeah, Scarlett. Mm-hmm. Had a beef with Disney because the film went to streaming, but there was supposed to be bonuses tied to the film getting a certain amount of money in theater. You feel me? And so, like, I feel like this is another way
from her, for them to undercut the actors, man.
Exactly. Dang. And, like, I feel like this is another way to undercut people. This is another way. It's already funny. That's why we had the whole strike, you know, with them, you know, the idea of the payment being different from how it was traditionally, because it's not a traditional means of access. The media is different. You don't have commercial. Well, you do now, but you didn't have commercials. There was no royalties because you weren't sending it. Typically, you know, a show hits 100 episodes. They'll syndicate it to other networks, and then that network will pay royalties to them. The actors will get some of that. But if it's on streaming and it's locked in a box, you can't get there's no that. Royalties. You get paid one time. You feel me? And then the whole idea of AI, like, it's just bananas right now. And I think it ultimately is all going to hurt what we all want to see, and that's great films. It's going to hurt it all the way around. You feel me? But that is our show for today. Shout out to y'all for sticking with us. If you're listening on YouTube, feel free to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you're up on all new content. Like I said, we have new episodes coming. Tess will be back. So I need y'all to come back here so you can hear us talk about all this nerd stuff. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, I think it's Apple Podcasts now, YouTube Podcasts, you know, definitely subscribe, add us to your RSS feed, do what you have to do. Like I said, we have a lot of cool content coming up. Shout out to Dre for hanging out with me today. Definitely go follow him on all the, you know, streaming and social media platforms that he is on. I'll have that information below. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, before we get up out of here, do you have anything you want to say to the fans and whatnot?
Yeah, man. Y'all make sure to go ahead and subscribe to the Gamecast YouTube's channel.
Yeah,
if
man.
You listen to this on Spotify or whatever y'all listen to podcasts, we two sexy ass niggas right now. So you should turn us on YouTube. All right.
Hey.
I know, you know what I mean? That's why you need to get to YouTube on. I know, like, I have been good the whole time. I'm sorry I gotta be drained in. I just need y'all to like go ahead and turn that on YouTube on so y'all can see us for a moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
full
man,
zaddy
yo,
energy. Yo, I need man. You to go ahead and hit that YouTube. For a little bit, you know what I mean? It'll cost you that. Go ahead and pull us up and then come back and, you know, you can check us every week. You know, I ain't gonna be here every week, but you know what I mean? But that said, man, nah, man, go ahead and, you know, like you said, man, feel free to follow me. My Twitch is my main source of content creation, man. So holler at me there. Some Black Nerd, very simple, spelled the way it sounds. Come through, have a good time with us, man. It's Fight Night Friday as we record this. So we'll be playing some games later today. And then honestly, I'm probably going to be seeing a lot more often, whether it be on my YouTube as well as on my Twitch show and on my TikTok and stuff. So just kind of be on the lookout for that, man. Turn the notifications on. But yeah, man, it was dope being here. It was super fun being here. This was as easy as talking to Kenny on the phone. So it's
like,
this is easy. So I'm always down for this, man. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here, dog.
Yeah, man. And again, thank you all for listening to us, and we will see you next time. Take it easy.